You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrait. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap Podcast, the podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the series that's about to start so you can feel prepped and satisfied for everything Red Sox. I'm your host, Keaton DeRocher, joined as always by Shelley Verstrait. Shelley, this series didn't exactly go the way we wanted it to, did it?
No, it did not. Not at all. We were the losers with the battle against Kansas City, and that does not feel great. Not great at all.
No, did not go up against quality pitching and really failed to take advantage of it. But if we can take small victories, Tampa did even worse, and so here we go. Red Sox sit tied for first with Tampa, even after dropping 2 out of 3 to Kansas City.
Yeah, sometimes things go well when it doesn't go well.
Yeah, and just in time for a 3-game series against Tampa, which we will preview. But first, recap, Kansas City, game one, Nick Pivetta versus a bullpen game for Kansas City, Kyle Zimmer and Chris Bubik. Lost 5-3. Red Sox unable to capitalize on that. The Royals hit Pivetta hard. 5 innings of work. He struck out 6, walked 3, but gave up 6 hits and 3 earned runs. Not exactly a great outing. Now we've seen, much like Martin Perez, Nick Pivetta put a couple stinkers in a row. Where's your panic meter with Nick Pivetta now?
Yeah, it still feels kind of the same where I'm just like, yeah, it's probably gonna go haywire here quickly. I mean, at least with like Perez, at least he had like, bigger offenses outside of Kansas City to deal with. Cause I know that Perez had, a double dip of the Astros, right? And they're definitely much better than Kansas City. So. Yeah, I'm not feeling too great. The back end of this starting rotation is really starting to kind of, show their feathers, and I don't like those feathers.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of thought this was going to be the case, right? We figured they'd be inconsistent and have some runs, but they just put up such a positive outcome for so long that it was like, wow, maybe we escaped it, but that's coming back down to earth. Matt Andrees followed. He went 2 innings and gave up another 2 runs. The offense just couldn't recover from there. Matt Andrees, after having a really, really awesome like first month of the season, has not been good. Where are you at with Matt Andrees?
I'm not in a good place. I really, whenever he comes in, I am scared and I just really want to turn the game off. because he hasn't looked good and he doesn't really strike a lot of guys out. He gives up a lot of hard hits, gives up a lot of runs. It's not good. All I want to say to Matt Andrees is I want to say thank you for, showing Whitlock. I think it was like a changeup or something, like a different type of grip that Whitlock has been using this year. And I just want to say thank you for your services, making Whitlock like a really, really even better pitcher. But I wouldn't mind not seeing him on the team anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you. He was actually, I think it was 2 round tables ago. The question was, like, when do you call up Jaron Duran? And my response was ASAP and DFA Andrees.
Yeah.
So I still feel that way.
Yep.
Red Sox at the plate. Really good day from Christian Vasquez. Went 3-for-4. Alex Verdugo, 2-for-5. Red Sox actually out-hit Kansas City 11-10, but they stranded 17 runners. And that's not going to do it. So Red Sox take the loss.
Yep.
Game 2. Martin Perez versus Brad Keller. Perez was okay. 5 innings of work, struck out 3, only gave up 3 hits. Bit of a backwards outing for him, but that's kind of what we've seen, just weird outings having success. Do you feel better about this outing after he put up a couple real stinkers? Or is this still kind of what you expected?
I guess maybe what I expected. This is kind of like a kind of what I expected, like a typical Martin Perez outing where he'll go about 5-6 innings. You know, he won't strike out too many guys, but he won't give up too many hits. He won't give up too many runs. I'm okay with that. If like that's your fifth guy, that's totally fine. And I'm just glad that he kind of got back on his feet on a, you know, a not a lethal offense when it comes to Kansas City. So it was okay. It's what I expected. And yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. 5 innings and like 1 and 2 runs has really been kind of his MO. And it feels like that's achievable. Yeah. With the way that he pitches. So it feels good to have him right the ship a bit after a couple wobbly outings, because this pitching staff really needs it. So it was nice to see that from him, and hopefully he can keep that going.
Yep.
Following him was Garrett Whitlock, Sawamura, and Workman, who didn't let up a run. Solid outing from the bullpen. Combined, they gave up 4 hits and struck out 5. No walks. Bobby Bouncy Balls had himself a great day at the plate, going 3-for-3 with a 3-run home run and a triple. Lots of threes. Lots of threes. Dalbec is now up to 214, and over the past month has been hitting like 270 with like 9 homers. That's pretty good. Where are we with Bobby Bouncy Balls?
I'm feeling better. I was afraid that with his downturn, you know, his really big slump like a couple weeks ago, I was afraid that the Red Sox would like trade for just like another like first baseman and not just stick with him. But Dalbec has really kind of turned it on just a little bit. I'm not expecting a lot of average from him, but if he can just not strike out as much and occasionally hit a home run, I am fine with that, because our offense really honestly is not our problem. So, I mean, if we get Dalbec just hitting just a little bit more, it just boosts the bottom of that lineup just a little bit more, and I think that's all we need. So, I think that he's kind of, with this quote-unquote kind of sort of hot streak here, I'm hoping that the team doesn't focus on kind of replacing him and, you know, tries to go after some type of pitching, because gosh darn it, we need it.
Yeah, sure do. Having a guy like that at the bottom of the order, though, can really kind of change how the rest of the bottom of the order gets pitched too, and that can kind of open up some opportunities for those other guys down there. So I think having him perform well is a really big thing for just the lineup as a whole. So
yeah,
good to see that kind of getting going. So the Red Sox take the win 7-1 in game 2. Game 3 happened today. Nathan Eovaldi versus Mike Minor.
Yep.
Eovaldi looked good in the first inning, really good in the first inning, and then not so much after that. Struggled to get through 4, gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, only struck out 4, walked 1 through 87 pitches. What's your feel for that Eovaldi start?
Not great, Bob. Not great. No. That first inning went extremely well, so I'm like, okay, we got a good Eovaldi start going here. But then after that, it looked really bad. And Eovaldi, as much as I love to watch him pitch, there are times during the season where he's extremely hittable. He just is not good. That's right now. And I'm very scared. I'm very scared because we don't have the starting pitching depth to kind of weather an Eovaldi kind of shakiness. So I'm not in a good place, Keaton. I'm not in a good place.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on this one too. I mean, we've seen a lot of Eovaldi just not being successful pitching to contact. It's just not something that he can do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was just kind of was expanded because this was not a good offense that they faced at all. No. And they really jumped all over the Red Sox pitching. And a guy like Eovaldi, this was the perfect chance for him to have a really solid outing launching into this grueling 3 weeks against Tampa, New York, and Toronto. He's going to need to right himself quick here if they're going to be successful and start to kind of really either separate themselves from everybody or keep pace with Tampa. So I'm worried about it.
Yep.
Worried about it. And things just got worse. There was a scary collision between Christian Arroyo, Kike Hernandez. Arroyo had to be helped off the field. Kevin Plawecki also left the game with hamstring tightness. And Cora said out of Arroyo and Plawecki, Plawecki was most likely headed to the IL. Guys dropping like flies, pitching struggling. This is exactly the way you want to be headed into a first place battle with Tampa, right?
Oh, totally. Totally. Oh, jeez, man. Like, this game was just awful. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm definitely more concerned about the catching situation, right? Because, I mean, we don't have a lot of catchers in our system. I mean, I guess maybe Connor Wong would be the call-up, but that seems...
It's kind of a big jump, right?
Exactly, but we don't really have any other catchers, I don't think... really that I would want to put there, but it's like I don't know what we're going to do there, and Vasquez has looked kind of a little sketchy too, but then also losing Arroyo and possibly, you know, Kike, like those, I don't know. It was not a good game. I didn't have a good afternoon.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Darwin Hernandez and Yaxel Rios gave up runs. Andrés finished off the last two innings, didn't give up a run, gave up a couple hits, struck out one. And there you had it. Kansas City wins 7-3, takes the series 2-1. And the Red Sox sit tied with Tampa. Bobby Dalbec, another two-hit game. Kiki Hernandez had two hits. JD Martinez had two hits. MVP of the series.
Do I have to pick someone? Because it was not a good series.
I mean, I suppose you don't.
I mean, I guess I'll go with Verdugo. He had, you know, a couple multi-hit games. Definitely a lot of hard-hit balls. I guess I'll go with him. But honestly, I don't want to bestow an MVP to anyone on this team currently.
I think Dalbec did all right. 5-7. Cool.
Yeah.
5-7 with a handful of extra base hits, the 3-run homer.
Love it.
He had a good day. Good series. Good couple days.
Yeah.
All righty, we will take a quick break here, and we will come right back and preview big first place clash with Tampa.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
As I've said a couple times, Red Sox now currently tied with Tampa at 43-29, first place, 4.5 games ahead of the Yankees, 7 ahead of the Blue Jays, and 19.5 ahead of Baltimore. I don't know why I just get a chuckle tossing them in there, but you know, gotta take your small victories where you can when you drop a series to Kansas City. All right, pitching matchups here. We got Erod versus Rich Hill in Game 1. Erod in 3 starts in June has an 8.36 ERA. Strikeouts looked back in his previous outing, struck out 8, walked 1, but was way too hittable. What does he need to do to keep the Red Sox in this game?
I don't know. I am so scared for this start. Erod has not looked good for a couple of months now, and I don't really know what is up. I mean, his velocity is fine. His spin rates are fine. I don't know. Maybe it's a pitch mix thing, but honestly, he's not really fooling anyone. He looks so hitterish at even when he's, like, on the mound, like, he doesn't look confident. Like, when Erod is going, he looks totally, I'm just going to strike you out or whatever. And he doesn't look confident on the mound. And when he doesn't look confident on the mound, I am not confident in him. So I'm very scared about the start, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm with you. This is also a much different offense than the Red Sox had faced in their previous handful of series. I think we've got 2 series against Tampa down already. Tampa's offense started incredibly slow. And they have now been on a tear. And they are ranked 5th in all of Major League Baseball. Now ahead of the Red Sox offense at 6th. So this is kind of like a perfect storm for Erod. He's struggling and their offense is on a tear. Doesn't give you a good feeling.
No.
On the other side, Rich Hill has stumbled in his previous 2 starts, giving up 4 runs. Can the Red Sox offense take advantage of old friend Rich Hill here?
I hope so. Rich Hill, I can never get a good feel on him. He's either really great or really bad. I'm hoping for a bad Rich Hill as much as I love Rich Hill. But I could definitely see Rich Hill coming out and dominating this offense as well. Yeah, I'm not really feeling good about this first matchup against the Rays.
No, this is going to be real tough.
Yeah.
In the next matchup, we have Garrett Richards versus Ryan Yarbrough. Garrett Richards, we talked about in his last start. We're both a little worried about that. And then again, not a great sign to see his spin rates and effectiveness down significantly while the Red Sox or the Rays offense is on a tear. What's your panic meter at for this particular start here for Garrett Richards?
It is in the red zone. It just kind of just seeing how Richards has been just kind of like totally changing his pitch mix and kind of things that he has been saying. I am very scared. I mean, he's going very fastball heavy. It's kind of almost towards like just a one pitch pitcher, and that is I am very, very, very scared about Richards because of just how he's utilizing his pitches right now.
I am right there with you. Ryan Yarbrough has been his typical self, not walking anybody, limiting contact. Not the type of pitcher that the Red Sox want to see right now with the offense kind of struggling a bit. What can the Red Sox offense do to take advantage of Yarbrough? I mean, they're not a great walking team. They're very aggressive, which is kind of where Yarbrough thrives in pitching to contact really well. It seems like this is the kind of pitcher that can limit the Red Sox offense into just about nothing.
Yeah, exactly. You are exactly correct. This team is very aggressive, but Yarbrough has been, you know, is, you know, can usually keep, you know, the exit velocities and exit velocities low and also the launch angles low. Like, he gets a lot of ground balls. So we could really struggle here. I am not liking this matchup against the Rays, and it scares me.
Same here.
Yeah.
Wrapping it up. Nick Pivetta versus Michael Wacha. This could kind of go in any direction. Michael Wacha is having a terrible year, and Pivetta has been bad to okay in his previous handful of starts. So
yeah.
I don't really know which way this one goes. This one's kind of a wild card to me.
Yeah, this is definitely a coin flip here. Wacha. I think that our offense can get to Wacha. But then when it comes to Pivetta, who knows? You never know what you're going to get with Pivetta. That is what makes whenever you watch Pivetta very interesting, because you never know what you're going to get with him. I'm not feeling great about this series, Keaton, against the Rays.
Yeah, I feel like, so my prediction for the series is I think they're going to go 1 and 2. I just feel like, because baseball's weird, they'll get one.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like a series that they will be super competitive.
Yep. I agree with you. I think that we'll, kind of eke out a win somewhere. But it's not going to look, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty.
Nope. Prediction for MVP.
I don't know. I'll go with Verdugo. Like, he was hitting well in Kansas City, so I think that he'll put some hits together and do some things.
I'm gonna go with Renfro with a nice little revenge series.
Oh, I'd love that.
I hope. Yeah. Just trying to speak that one into existence. But alrighty, that's going to do it for us. You can find both of us at Over the Monster, where we participate in roundtables, occasionally write some articles and such. You can find us both on Twitter. You can find me at The Spoken Geats. You can find Shelly at ShellyV_643. That is going to do it for us. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week with a preview of the Yankees.